Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Yes, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thankful. Yes, this time, for this time, we should be utmost thankful. Yes, my brothers and sisters, another Shabbat, another time to seek Most High for the fullness, the completion of all that is his will, as is his mandate to us all. And again, I thank the Most High. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very precious, precious opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing. Yes, for the healing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly. Directly has he told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could, everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if they could to destroy. For the Most High has promised that his Holy Spirit, by his Spirit, teaches all things. He brings all things to remembrance. We are admonished in Isaiah 46, about 8th to 13th verse. We're admonished, my brothers and sisters, one, that we must remember much ancient truth that has been forgotten. We are one, my brothers and sisters, that we must prepare for the day when Messiah must appear. To despite how a whole world has believed lies, fallen away from the truth, he must appear, my brothers and sisters, still yet to perform all that is divine pleasure. For the Most High, his word is not destabilized by any of the misconceits of man, and certainly not by any institution of man that refuses to believe and uphold the truth. For we are commanded that we all must seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Yes, indeed. I said, with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, that none be a deceiver against his brother, and that we all discern the Most High, even together, even as a people, my brothers and sisters, even to be made again a strong people, as one. We live in a society today as a people scattered among the nations. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The nations have had no desire or design. They have no foundation nor expectation, nor drive in any way to see it to their advantage. That the people of the Most High should ever discern truthfully what is the gospel. For the Most High has promised that he will redeem his people, he will regather his people, he will bring the remembrance of his people according to all that he foreordained. I said according to all that he foreordained as a covenant to his people Israel. Look at it for yourself sometime at Ephesians. At Ephesians in the second chapter, where it reads, my brothers and sisters, how about reading all from around the 2 and 8 of Ephesians to 2:12, just to begin with. There's a scripture in the midst of it, my brothers and sisters, says the salvation is not after the, let's just say, devices, machinations, the institutionalities, the administration, the conceits created by men. There's any man of himself, or after that, let's say, allegiances after this world should boast. Since we are to be his workmanship, I said his workmanship, created in the righteous one, even the Messiah himself owes me unto good works. How about complete works? True to the Most High in all things, which Yah foreordained that we should walk in them. Therefore remember, he said, that ye being in times past in the flesh, Gentiles, uncircumcision, how about uncovenanted, counted as uncovenanted by them who are by the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, get my point, counted as without a covenant. That's really what it means. I'll read it again, Ephesians 2:11. Wherefore remember that ye being in the past Gentiles in the flesh were called uncircumcision by those, he put down which, is called the circumcision, or Israel, in the flesh made by hands. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. After the flesh, there are those who may be born of this world, of any one of many nations. But my brothers and sisters, no one is spiritually wise to the greater truths of the word of the Most High, for all that they may read, but that they be empowered by the gift of the Spirit to discern much more, my brothers and sisters, than what is said, but finally to discern why. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us in the book of Galatians, you henceforth, if you say you are the sons of Abraham according to the promise. Messiah spoke about the promise of the Spirit, henceforth neither Jew nor Gentile. Well, listen, what it really means. Not to be determined in terms of the fruition of that unto which you have made a vow. Not after the multitude of varying allegiances that were Israel. Like I said, 2,000 years ago, think about it. There were scribes, Pharisees, zealots, Essenes. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in some ways, all of them have been blinded by the fact that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, since the times of Nehemiah, actually, you can go back from the times before Babylon, Israel had been in bondage to other nations, only for a time had some level of autonomy, but never fully restored to the pure, perfect will of the One. That's 700 years in bondage, scattered among the nations, under other rulers. Certainly not in all things yet true. All the scripture said Messiah himself would bring. It was a monotheist revolution, my brothers and sisters. I said there was a monotheist revolution in the East some 600 years before the birth of Yeshua. And it did bring about, brothers and sisters, some level of restoration and expectation of what Messiah must come to do in exposing all the variant rulership of the world, that all should become true to the will of One. But what we see, As a result of that monotheist revolution that occurred 2,600 years ago, the one that occurred 2,000 years ago, in each and every case thereafter, there's been a falling away from the knowledge of the truth. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, we see the 45,000 denominations extant in the world today. That's why we see the 280 nations extant in this world today. And though many may claim to be true to the mind, the mouth, the conscience, the one most high, it is evidence, my brothers and sisters, that 45,000 denominations cannot be true to the will of one. And as the Most High told me, if any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions are the work of the Holy Spirit, such a one can never, my brothers and sisters, be a true disciple unto the Most High. Because such a one, my brothers and sisters, trusting in confusion, can never know the Most High as he is. In fact, my brothers and sisters, anyone who wants to believe that the Most High could be perceived or discerned after a multitude of contradictions, the best they can ever believe is a deviation. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a devil. But Yah is all and everything that he is. Nothing that he is not. Anything that men or anyone else, my brothers and sisters, would pretend is true to the Most High in a perverse and deviant state, not seeking all that is his will, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, is a counterfeit. And we all are admonished that rather than trusting in the various rudiments of men, some scripture says, some say principles of the will, the principles and powers, if we know the Most High has to redeem his people from the midst of it at all, and from the midst of it all, if he must redeem his people from the midst of it at all, it is certain that these have not been, I repeat, that these have not been the gospel, cannot have not been the hope of salvation. The scripture says, they who wait for him shall renew their strength, meaning that what men have observed now is polluted, tainted, not true to his will, not true to all the Most High's decree, not true, my brothers and sisters, to all that will honor and please him. This we must know. I said again, my brothers and sisters, this we must know. But anyone who would believe that a mass of contradictions is the work of the Holy Spirit has neither asked truthfully for the Holy Spirit, nor have they discerned the work, the purpose, the conscience thereof. For Yah is one, and so also must be his people. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, something very powerful. I want to talk about this a bit tonight. There's a lot I spoke about on last evening. Hey, I know it's going to be necessary for me to go back through again. But I would tell you this, my brothers and sisters. It is written, for instance, in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 19, I can talk about it again in Isaiah 44. Ah, my brothers and sisters, I can talk about it from Psalms 2. And talk about it, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah. Well, how about Psalms 14, Psalms 15, Psalms 14, Psalms 53. You talk about it from Isaiah 59, 8, particularly 8 through 19, 20, through 16 and 12. You talk about it, my brothers and sisters, in 2 Timothy 3:13. What may sound like a shock to you all, but it is apparent according to Scripture that the Most High might deliver his people from the maze of misconceptions that is a various number, great and varied number of his rulers. Most High has already told us that in these last days, and he told me this 30 years ago, before I ever had a chance to read it, he told me that before the judgment, he said some of the most insane things you would never have imagined. Men shall vie to make lawful in this world. My brothers and sisters, I would tell you to look around you. Isaiah 19 basically tells us that what little spirit or sensibilities your leaders have before the judgment, even that will be stripped from them. Why? That the Most High might prepare you for the coming of the true King, which he has chosen. I want to look at that bit in Isaiah 19 tonight. Isaiah 41, how about Isaiah 44:20? Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6 says, Messiah must come to prove foolish your rulers. Think about it. Why would the Most High help the sensibilities of those who would stand against the King that the Most High himself has chosen? Says Messiah must come, prove all these leaders foolish. 2 Thessalonians talks about how after the intrusion of the rulers, wicked men, my brothers and sisters, foolish men would sit right there in the temple, deceiving the people, that they have not a great love of the truth. They prefer unrighteousness. Messiah will have to come to expose the pretense of them all. Isaiah 11 says the same. That all then, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah exposes them as the wicked, the lawless, those who, my brothers and sisters, have not spoken a message from the Most High, just quoting words from the scripture, but after their own lack of understanding. Isaiah 11 says when Messiah comes to expose them all, I said that when Messiah comes to expose them all, then should the knowledge of the Most High cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Wow. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand something and understand it well. 2 Timothy 3:13 talks about things getting worse and worse. And many of you know, it's always darkest before the dawn. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, look around you and behold the signs of these times. Look at all the insanities that have been legislated and compromised openly among the churches today. Look at the mass diversity of differing beliefs that men have not realized cannot be true of the will of one. Discern, brothers and sisters, the nature of the political landscape you see around us presently. Much insanity, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. You have to understand that many talk about a healing for this very much so pluralist nation. My brothers and sisters, the Most High, his concept of healing is a restoration of a thing to its initial unharmed, or let's just say, statement or state, perfectly in harmony, together according to all his reasoning. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. I heard something earlier today. Someone was talking about lifting the veil. After the varying political systems we see today, lifting the veil. I would dare to say, my brothers and sisters, today that the pluralist controversy, contentions, thus creating debate and doubt, a lack of a sense of real surety as to what is divine will, especially since all these rulers claim to be serving the Most High. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, that politics itself is a veil. Politics is a type of covering that keeps men from seeing the absolute will of the Most High. I can tell you about a vision the Most High gave me many years ago when I saw what was like all the various constitutions of the world and constitutionalities of the world all began to spin until finally could see the heavens and then was taken up into them. Well, my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you all the variant systems of this world, none of which seek the whole, pure, perfect truth, none of them speaks truthfully according to what is the gospel. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations. It's a mutual expectation of us all. go forth and teach the nations everything that he commanded. Well, if men were teaching purely and completely all the Most High declared, my brothers and sisters, we could talk about the people healed, restored. Think about it. Healed, restored. True to the will of one. A thing is not truly healed, my brothers and sisters, till it's healed after the initial state, initial high state the Most High made it for in the beginning. But if a people does not discern what is the state of that perfect healing, how, my brothers and sisters, shall they know that they are spiritual rather than carnal? How shall they know that they have discerned what is truly faithful unto the one Most High? Messiah, the scripture says, must come that men find and consider that which they had not considered. But we live in a society today that causes men to be satisfied in indiscretion. That too, my brothers and sisters, according to the scriptures, is a sin. Wake up time. Yes, it is. Wake up time. Scriptures tell if any man be double-minded, wavering. How about after the intrusions and ideals of the nations? Say, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. Scripture says in the oven, that was Jacob 1 and 1 through 8. The book of Galatians said, if any man, 1 through 9, if any man in Galatians 1 through 8, if any man preaches any other gospel, any other word as if it were pure and perfect hope under the kingdom of Yah, he said, let him be accursed. Meaning that a multitude of variant, partial, and polluted standards cannot be true to the will of one. None of them, then, my brothers and sisters, being double-minded at their foundation. None of your rulers being double-minded in their efforts to preserve such pluralist systems are true unto the Most High. And the Most High has already said, if any man be double-minded, not true unto his cause in all things, not seeking to be true to his cause in all things, so let not that man think he receive anything from the Most High. And I want you to think about it. The more contentious and diversely differing all the onslaughts of unrest in this world become, the more your leaders have their hands full, not knowing exactly what they should seek to actually challenge to work to heal. But do they understand the healing of this world at all, is the question. I'd like to look a little bit at Isaiah. I'm going to read this to you from the Aramaic. Isaiah 19 needs to be examined. Needs to be looked at much more closely than most have perceived it. Need to understand, my brothers and sisters, why. At Daniel 2:44, the Most High has already said, and the day that he raises up a kingdom, he raises up a kingdom which will break in pieces all of the kingdoms. And the kingdom he establishes shall endure forever. Over and over again, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say that for the Most High to establish upon this earth the kingdom that he said that he would, that his people be drawn together. In every case, it's a matter of exposing as foolish and unworthy the very rulers of other so-called would-be kings. Isaiah 40:27, 41:4, he subdues all the rulers to set up a king, my brothers and sisters, who shall rule over all others. Exactly what he said he did and he would do and did. My brothers and sisters, according to what you find in Genesis 49:1-2, how about 49, particularly 8 through 12? How about, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures? At 2 Chronicles 36:22 through Ezra 1:4. Most High talks about raising up a regatherer. Well, the only way people need realize they need to be regathered beyond all their rulers is that they are proven inviable for the Most High. This is what the scripture said. I said, this is what the scripture said, my brothers and sisters, in advance, the Most High would do. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, have paid attention? I would dare say to you that if the camps among us are more concerned about their personal pulpits and thrones rather than what is true to them in all things to the Most High, for the healing of our people, regardless of where they may presently be, but for the healing of our people after the pure, perfect will of one, preparing Messiah himself. Unless men, my brothers and sisters, understand the duty of the Shema, we all seek the truth for the greater good of one another. Else we should not be kind of blameless. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, lest we understand this truth. It's easy to fall for all manner of lies. I'd like to get a look again at Isaiah 19. Okay. Again, I said read this from the Aramaic. Here we go. The prophecy concerning the fall of Egypt. Well, I got news for you. That's not just Egypt. That's the whole world and all those polytheist, indiscriminate barriers men have created against the pure, perfect will of the One. So the prophecy concerning the fall of Egypt. Like I said, Egypt is spiritually all those who are not hearkening the Most High fully and completely as He is. I have not discerned fully how to. Prophets concerning the fall of Egypt, behold, the Most High is riding upon swift clouds. The scripture actually relates to me riding out a cloud as we people talk about it, but let's just say he comes with a swift witness, a swift testimony that will expose the rulers. Consider Malachi in the third chapter and understand. He comes into Egypt and the idols of Egypt. How about all the false gods, false standards, false ideals, false hope of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of the Egyptians shall melt in the midst thereof. In other words, all has been the social coalescence. All the variant misideals after which these people are called the mainstay and made them a nation. Brothers and sisters, the solidarity, the firmity of it all needs to be exposed. Let it melt before the message the Most High cast in the midst of the people. And said, I will stir up Egyptian against Egyptian. Why? Because some will believe, some will not. They shall fight one another against his brother. Some will believe, some not. Everyone against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. It says, look at this, third verse. And the spirit of the Egyptian shall fail in the midst thereof. How about the discretion? How about the resolve? Brothers and sisters, how about the capacity to remember and reason and true to the One Most High? Strip Egyptian against Egyptian, they shall fight everyone against him, his brother. My brothers and sisters, if the people really truly understood the will of Yah, rather than being so quick to want to argue with each other, they'd be so quick, much quicker to desire to understand purely and completely all the Most High has spoken. I said, much more inclined to seek purely and completely all the Most High has spoken, that all might help one another prepare for that great day that is called the judgment. The day comes, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan to cause each one to seek the truth for the sake of the Holy Name and for the sake of his brother, to prove that he would be true to the Shema. The utmost command of all under the kingdom of Yah, the Shema. The kingdom of Yah. The kingdom of the people of Yah. The Shamayim. Blessed are those who prepare, my brothers and sisters, that we all be one, true to the Most High, to prove that we desire wisdom beyond ourselves. Many say they are saved. Does that mean they understand the standard that must be mutually understood and upheld as true by all? I say, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to think this through much more deeply. It says in the 4th, 3rd verse, the spirit of Egyptians shall fail in the midst thereof, and I'll blot out their counsel. Whew. Those of you who don't have a copy of a Bible called the Holy Bible from the ancient Eastern text before you, I'm just simply telling you what it says. It says, the Most High said, you'll blot out their counsel, and they shall require, let's just say, my brothers and sisters, their own vanities. How about soothsayers? Those who have what Scripture calls them familiar spirits. In other words, what is a soothsayer? When you go to a carnival, what does he do? She do. Inclined to flatter you, according to what appeases your will, rather than all that is divine will. Thankful, my brothers and sisters, would be those who wait for the exceeding word of Messiah. They want me to walk steadfast and true unto it, his righteousness. 4th verse, and I will deliver the Egyptians a hand. They put down here in the Aramaic. How about, my brothers and sisters, a very strict and strong king? Scripture in the Aramaic actually says, if you will, the Medes. How about even the one called the King of the Medes who exposes not only Egypt, but Babylon and Moab? Please examine, my brothers and sisters. Book of Daniel. How about, my brothers and sisters, Colossians 2nd. It says, beware the intrusions of the principalities and powers. A fierce, a strong queen king shall rule over them. That's actually a blessing that the Most High would offer people an opportunity to come unto his discipline. For the people who come unto his discipline, my brothers and sisters, awaken to a beauty and a glory my brothers and sisters' world has never truly known. He said, if they cut off the water from the sea and the river should be wasted and dried up, talking about drying up all the varying mindscapes of the nations that have blinded the people. They should divert the waters of the river, and they should diminish the great rivers, and reason Russian papyrus. So wither? Again, all the mindscapes of the rulers proven foolish, that the Most High himself establishes a king. Who was it he said would drive and would cut off the waters from the rivers? My brothers and sisters, read Isaiah 44:20-45:6. Realize, my brothers and sisters, it's talking about, when we're talking about that, when the scripture talks about one in Isaiah 44, who the scripture says the Most High would dry before him the rivers, says the rivers be dry, to the deep be dry, dry them, drying up the rivers. Talks about proving foolish the wisdom of the wise, establishing Jerusalem again at the hand of a prophet, my brothers and sisters, even a priest and king. Will establish Jerusalem on firm foundations of the city of peace. My brothers and sisters, to do that and cause men to be drawn to exceed all the unrighteousness of the nations, it means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is going to have to prove to all the peoples that so much that they have trusted for so long has actually been unwise. And it says, the papyrus in which a wither that rushes by the river, the mouth of the river should be sown, everything sown by the river should be driven away and be no more. It means that men shall find that there is no hope in the various political and denominational systems of this world that would tell the people that what they have is somehow acceptable and viable. The scripture says Messiah will come to expose every system of this earth. It says in the 8th verse, the fishermen shall also lament, and those who cast hooks in the river shall mourn, and those who spit upon the water shall languish. Why? Because they find out that after the system, there's nothing for them. I'll talk about that shortly. Ninth verse. Moreover, they who work in cotton and those who comb cotton and weave rejoice should be confounded, and those who make strong drink for the drinking of the people, false doctrine, should be humiliated. 11th verse. Surely the princes of Zoan have become fools. Zoan is another word relating, my brothers and sisters, as to the princehood or the greater government of Egypt. See, they become fools. The wise counselors of Pharaoh give foolish counsel. The leaders are foolish. The counselors are foolish. How can they say, looking back, that they are wise men, the son of ancient kings? He says, where are your wise men? Those who make some sense. Let them tell you now. Let them know what the Most High has purposed against Egypt. Listen, what does the scripture say is going to happen before Messiah appears? The princes of Zoan, the 13th verse, the princes of Zoan have become fools. Like the 11th verse, they've become fools. The princes of Memphis, capital of Egypt, become haughty, proud, and deceived Egypt. Told everybody everything's going to be all right, whether they are obedient to the Most High or not. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, what does it read? How about going back to the 14th verse? Most High has allowed a spirit of deceit because people would not listen. Most High has allowed the spirit of deceit within the those who trust after the ways of the nations. It's caused them to err in all their works as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. It says in the Aramaic, neither shall there be any leader for the Egyptians who can make head or tail of it, or tail and a head. On that day, those who trust after the ways of Egypt. It says in that day, my brothers and sisters, the Egyptian should be like a woman. He should be afraid and tremble because of shaking the hand of the Most High, which he shakes against him. Most High, my brothers and sisters, is ready to establish his people, but first he must expose the falsehood of those who have kept them in bondage and compel them to trust. Well, my brothers and sisters, nothing was worthy of trust. Land of Judah, 70th verse, should be a terror to the Egyptian. Everyone who makes mention of it should be filled with dread. Because the counsel of the Most High, which he has determined against the Egyptian. How about whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, would not worship him purely and completely according to all that is his will? Eighteenth verse. Explaining again what I said about being darkest before the dawn. In that day should be five cities. Book of Wisdoms, Wisdom of Solomon, around 10 and 8. Needs to be looked at. Scripture talks about a city. There are five cities, my brothers and sisters. Called Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboiim, Zoar. Five cities, my brothers and sisters. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, which speak the language of Canaan. In other words, they speak a doctrine like the heathen, while they swear to the Most High of hosts. In the Aramaic, it says one of them should be called Harris, the city of destruction. Check out my website, hiddengospel.com, discern what that's all about. Most High must expose what Harris is. You know, it's funny. I look around sometimes in this city, all the juxtapositions of ideas. In this city, Joel Osteen. How many understand that that's a contradiction? Because that's like Most High will raise up one like unto Satan. Osteen, look at it, Joel Osteen. Swearing by the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but after, let's just say, all the converse, the differing, contentious doctrine of the heathen, think about it. In this city, there's also one who, as a radio personality, has been around for a long time, always in his contradictions, an obstacle against the greater dimension of truth, or whenever it is that perceptions just suddenly hit him that he hasn't considered. Rather than seeking to absorb that idea and make it a part of his conscience, he seeks to exist You know, think about it. Another name, Michael Harris. Wow. Another contradiction. Like, swear by the name of the Most High. Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Contradictions against the word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. It says in the 19th verse, that day shall be an altar to the Most High in the midst of the land of Egypt. A pillar as a board of the Most High. Well, there's a need to read some earlier scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that I've related oftentimes at the intro to the intro picks to this show. And it might be possible for one who's really, really, really diligent to understand what's encoded there. Altar in the midst of the land of Egypt, the pillar as a board to the Most High should be for a sign and a witness, something that should declare an assurance as to what is the testimony of the Most High in the midst of the land of Egypt. And they shall cry to the Most High because of the oppressors. How about some beginning to realize just how wickedly oppressive, unrighteous, due to a standard of the Most High being revealed, realizing just how off base the system is. And he says he's sending them a savior and a judge, and he shall deliver them. The Lord shall be known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians shall know the Most High on that day, and they shall offer sacrifices and oblations. He they shall avow to the Most High and shall perform it. Exactly what the scripture says, Messiah must do. Teach them to understand indeed again what is the standard. Yes. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond the contradictions. The gospel is a pure, perfect word from above. The scripture says, if any man preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. What then are all your politicians? They definitely don't teach in all things true of the will of one. What about your pastors? If you ask most of them about the secret city prophecies or who Yeshua said he is when he said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, they would have to admit. The people have to admit that what they have trusted has not been true unto the Most High, but has been folly. When they have to realize they have to open their eyes. What ordinary carnal eyes and ears cannot see and hear. That's the Most High opens the eyes. To see and seeing the truth. Not to turn back. Those who are the Spirit, my brothers and sisters. I said those who are the Spirit. When the Most High reveals the higher things only realized by the Spirit, there's something in them that will not allow them to have rest until they have sought and become equated in some manner, if you will. Since the desires of some manner of absolution and the word of that truth. But there are those among us, if you tell them the truth, the truth goes right by them. My brothers and sisters, that's not a matter of having been led by the Spirit, and blessed are they who will discern it. Carnal mind has been enmity against the law of the Most High. And so often, my brothers and sisters, folks, not discerning the truth, have wanted to be justified, or at least considered justified before the masses. After whatever seemed wise in their own eyes, brothers and sisters, that can never be pleasing to the Most High. And he does have a plan how to snap his people to give attention again to the sanctity of his words. Time to wake up beyond all the illusions, beyond all the contradictions. I just wanted to add to this bit of a show tonight to what was said last evening. It gives people something to think about. Yes, indeed, I intend after this show to lay back and try to get a little bit of meditative rest. And I pray the same for you, the type of message from the Most High that will open the eyes. I can only tell you that of late, the Most High has not given me any, if you will, real rest, even in my sleep. I'm constantly receiving drills, constantly. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it's like all these multitudes of pastors world over coming to me with all their silly arguments against the knowledge of the truth. And Most High show me so many ways how they're all foolish. I wake up. Oftentimes, ridiculing the folly of the variant doctrines I've heard by the power of the Spirit the Most High has given me to be able to handle the Scriptures much more wisely. I know it's preparation for something great to come. And for that, again, my brothers and sisters, under the Most High, I'm utmost thankful. So I say again, thank the Most High for every ear that He brings in. Please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Check out the articles that are there, like Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, and Mutual Expectation. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies. Ask why your rulers haven't taught you concerning these things. I will expose all the lies and all the debates. Kind of a blessing, my brothers and sisters. And the Most High opens your mind to see beyond the insanity, to see again with the sensible. Again, unto the Most High, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters, and seeking all that is His will. I thank Him for every ear that He brings near. Under His might, under His honor, and His praise, always. Hallelujah! Yes, indeed, I thank you all again for listening. Please check out that website of mine. Find out, my brothers and sisters, some of the most precious truths that also make given the most precious worth to the soul. This is but by the gift of the Most High. I'm thankful to be able to offer you. Yeah, I will make a way that as people see beyond all that has blinded them and kept them in cages. First step, my brothers and sisters, is to understand that since none of the standards of this world is viable, all are in the cage, blinded by some illusion, delusion, not true to all the Most High has declared. The Messiah Himself comes to expose all unrighteousness, declare what indeed is viable. Because what does the Scripture tell us in 3:14, 3:18 through 21, 1 Corinthians? That no man consider himself so wise before the time till Messiah comes and reveals the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man shall know how indeed to praise, honor Most High Yah. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under His might, His honor, and His praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again. Yes, I do. I thank you all again for listening. Here with Mo Tatko. Starting here and now. Shabbat Shalom.